Congress faces what is likely to be the final week of its lame duck session when it returns from the Thanksgiving break on Monday. Its biggest task? The budget. 12 appropriations bills still pending. Congress must act if it wants the government to stay in business past December 3rd when the current CR expires. So can they pass an omnibus? Is it going to be another CR? Does anybody even know? Molly Hooper is a congressional reporter with The Hill, and she joins us now with her insight. Molly, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hello. Good morning.
So do you know if it's going to be an omnibus?
That is the $1 trillion question. Who knows? I have a feeling that it's going to be a continuing resolution. It's one of those things that comes every year. Not every year, but every 2 years, and has been a big problem in the past. But for the most part, it seems like, the Republican senators are not necessarily going to, go for a huge omnibus. They might go for a continuing resolution, but getting that omnibus through might prove very challenging.
You know, I got to say that historically, we keep talking about this, a continuing resolution seems to be the most obvious, the easiest, and any other year I would have said the same thing. Yeah, a continuing resolution. But if they kick this can down the road, there's going to be a whole different party that's going to be handling all of the issues that may or may not be a priority for them, or they may have a different agenda. Well, they do have a different agenda. And so Democrats are going to run the risk of losing some of the momentum that they feel like they may have. So maybe an omnibus. You know, that's why I question that conventional wisdom of a CR. What do you think about that?
Well, the problem is in order to pass the omnibus, they're going to have to, get the consent of enough Republican senators. And at this point, it seems like the Republican senators, including the more liberal Republicans, from Maine, Olympia Snowe, Susan Collins, they are feeling very, that they've heard the message that the voters have sent, and so they're not. I have a feeling that they're less apt to deal with, make deals with Democrats and approve an omnibus. Because, like I said, if it was just up to the House, then I'm sure that the omnibus could get through.
Mm-hmm.
But because you do have a Senate that is, there's enough Republican senators right now to basically block that. And unless the administration wants to avoid, a standoff, which would inevitably look like it came from their own party, because Democrats are in control of both chambers, they're going to have to do something as opposed to having another government shutdown like they did in 95.
So one of the big bills, of course, that is pending, defense authorization bill. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has already said he plans to bring that to the floor after the Thanksgiving recess. Where do you see that going? I mean, that'll make it through, right?
Well, that's another good question. You have senators like John McCain. I think that people, what they're doing is they're waiting right now to see what happens with the Pentagon review of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Because at this point, it seems like, with the controversy over Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which would be included in that defense authorization bill, Republicans are saying, we want to see what the Pentagon is going to recommend. And since the Pentagon is going to come out with these recommendations sometime over the next week or so, I believe by December 1st, I think that we could see some movement on the defense authorization bill. But again, since we're in this very strange time, because Republicans do have enough votes to block things in the Senate,
mm-hmm.
they could just not move on it. But if the Pentagon review does come out and says, yes, let's get rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, then I think that more Republicans would be apt to move forward with that piece of legislation, with that authorization bill.
We're talking with Molly Hooper. She is The Hill's congressional reporter, and she's looking in her crystal ball to find out if you're going to be open after December 3rd. So, but the bottom line is, it does look like agencies are going to stay open in December beyond the CR date, because you see another CR coming at least, right?
Yes. I do, but then again, sometimes crazy things happen up on Capitol Hill. But I think that especially in this economy right now, the last thing that the Democrats want, you know, and the last thing Republicans want is to actually see a government shutdown, especially on Democrats' watch, because it's not as if the Republicans do have control of the House yet. And even though, again, even though the Democrats are in control of the Senate, there are enough Republicans that could, you know, potentially block something like an omnibus from moving forward.
I wanted to ask you about the historical perspective before I let you go, because you have alluded to it just during this interview, which is this is a weird time. I mean, lame duck sessions are kind of hinky anyway, but this one seems particularly odd. And as you also mentioned, we haven't seen a government shutdown, an honest to God government shutdown, since 1995. So how unusual is this? And the work that you've done, the reporting that you've done over the years, is this historically just bizarre?
Historically, this is hinky. I love that word. That's a great word. In fact, I want to incorporate that into my story somehow.
You have my permission. Please feel free.
Excellent. Because that's the kind of time it is. That's an apt description. Especially since you have all these different factors coming into play, but the main one being the economy right now, and that people don't have jobs. That was... You know, but at the same time, they want spending to be cut in D.C. They want all this government spending to be cut. So yes, you are in it is a very strange time here in D.C. But again, I think because of those two things, I don't think the Democrats are going to risk a standoff, so to speak, over this issue at this point. When Republicans are in control of the House next year or the year after next, Democrats are in the same sort of situation. I could see maybe, you know, a government, you know, shutdown per chance, possibly, you know, more so because Republicans want to make a point, but because they don't technically have that control right now. And Democrats are in control of all the branches at this point. I don't think there's an appetite for that right now.
Molly Hooper is The Hill's congressional reporter. Molly, it's always a pleasure to have you. And of course, I have a sneaky suspicion you're going to be coming back to talk to us about this probably sometime around December 3rd. So thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too. And learn more. Hear the entire interview on federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.